Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. Several years ago, one of the local high schools asked me to teach a two-week parenting course in their alternative education program. I suspect the motive was to prepare these teens for eventual parenthood, but everyone was surprised to learn that three of the 15 students already had children. Be that as it may, I noticed something interesting at the beginning of each class. Despite the presence of at least four calendars hanging on the walls, each class began with the students asking me, "What's the date?" I helpfully answered the question until I realized what was going on. The next time they asked, I said, "What do those calendars say?" That got their attention. Why were they asking me anyway when the answer was right there? Well, because it's just easier, and I believe because they were used to being spoon-fed answers by the adults in their lives. Why exert yourself when you can ask a question and have the answer handed to you? We often lament the fact that people will believe anything they see or hear on television, that no one thinks deeply about much of anything these days. I heard an interview recently with the author of the Lemony Snicket books, who commented that he receives fan letters from lots of high school students. Unfortunately, he noted, his books were written for a fourth to fifth grade audience. Teachers tell me that they can no longer teach the literature they used to. Students don't understand the concepts or language. We've backed up several years in our ability to reason, to understand and use language, and to evaluate what we hear. Unless something changes, we may be on our way to becoming a nation that can't handle anything deeper than reality television. Duck Dynasty, anyone? Odd and perhaps unloving as it may sound, we need to stop helping our children so much. Toddlers and preschoolers need to wrestle with the world a bit, to be allowed to get dirty and to feel frustration. Instead, when the puzzle pieces don't go together immediately or the block tower falls down, parents rush to help, effectively preventing children from learning from their experiences. In the same way, we unhesitatingly provide answers to all of our children's questions, missing the truth that most learning is about the process, not the product. What might happen, I wonder, if more parents said, "I don't know, let's go find the answer together"? You could visit a library, check Wikipedia, or even do a science experiment. And here's a radical thought. You could allow and even encourage your children to disagree with you, respectfully, of course. My son went through a phase in high school when he decided to espouse the views of the political party I do not belong to. Rather than letting him know how much that pushed my buttons, I asked him why he believed what he did, and I did my best to listen respectfully to his answers. These days, too many parents and teachers want to tell children what to think, not how to think. And knowing how to think deeply and critically is the most important goal of education. Facts are easy. These days, they're as close as your smartphone or tablet. Knowing how to reason and ponder, to be willing to wrestle with facts that don't fit, is much harder and essential to the future we all share. Think about it. For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.